Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab your digging stick and your very best friend. It's time for a story. Today's story is Magese and the Finger of Millet by Cornelius Wambi Gulere. Long ago, there were two animals that were good friends. One was called Magese Matala Manene. The other was called Kasiru Kasira Katono. They used to live by sharing. Their friendship was so deep that they could share one white ant. One day, Magese Matala Manene made a suggestion.
"Why don't we dig together, as we eat together?"
he asked. Kasiru Kasira Katono replied, "Good idea. We should also store our food together." They both agreed to this. Magese Matala Manene asked his friend,
Who will start the digging? Why don't you dig, and I will come to sow?"
"Yes," replied Kasiru Kasira Katono, and she dug a big garden. Then she told her friend, "Magese Matala Manene, I have finished digging. Come and sow millet."
Magese Matala Manene said, "You go on with the sowing. I will come and weed."
So, Kasiru Kasira Katono went on with the sowing. When she had finished, she told her friend, "Grass has started to grow. Go and weed." But Magese Matala Manene replied,
"No, you go on with weeding. I will harvest."
Kasiru Kasira Katono went on with the weeding until the millet was ripe. At harvesting time, she went to her friend and said, "Magese Matala Manene, I cultivated and sowed and weeded. Now come and harvest the millet." Magese Matala Manene replied,
"Not at all. I have no time. You go on and harvest. I will put it in the granary."
Kasiru Kasira Katono accepted this. She harvested the millet and took it home. She called Magese Matala Manene and said, "My friend, I have finished harvesting. Come and take the millet to the granary." Magese Matala Manene replied,
"I cannot lift all that millet. You put it in the granary. I will come during pounding."
Kasiru Kasira Katono said to her friend, "It seems you are simply tricking me." Magese Matala Manene replied,
"No, it's not true. Give me just one millet finger, and you take the rest. I will pay you back."
Kasiru Kasira Katono was not mean. She gave Magese Matala Manene one finger of millet, and they parted ways. Magese Matala Manene moved on, moved on, moved on. He found a hen scratching the soil and eating stones. He said,
"My in-law hen, instead of eating soil, have some of my millet."
Hen took the millet and ate. Magese Matala Manene looked and saw that the hen had eaten all the millet. He cried out,
"Woo-ee! You have eaten all my millet. The millet was not mine. I borrowed it from Kasiru Kasira Katono."
Hen begged,
"Aw, since it's time for laying, I will lay one egg for you to take instead."
Magese Matala Manene got an egg from the hen. He moved on, moved on, moved on. He found some children shooting mangoes in a tree using stones. He told them,
"If you want those mangoes to fall, you should use this egg to shoot them down."
He gave them the egg. When they used it to shoot the mangoes, it hit a branch and broke. The egg dripped down, and the shell remained in the branches. Magese Matala Manene cried out,
"Woo-ee! You've broken my egg. The hen gave me the egg, but it was not mine. The egg was for the millet the hen ate. The millet was not mine. I borrowed the millet from Kasiru Kasira Katono.
The children whispered, "Don't shout like that. The owner of the mangoes will find us here. Instead of the egg, take this mango."
Magese Matala Manene moved on. He came across a parrot eating an insect.
"Have you ever seen such a mango as this?"
he asked the parrot. When the parrot took the mango, its sharp beak pierced the skin and the fruit burst open. Magese Matala Manene cried out,
"Ooh-wee! You've burst my mango! The children gave me the mango, but it wasn't mine. The mango was for the egg the children broke. The hen gave me the egg, but it was not mine. The egg was for the millet the hen ate. The millet was not mine. I borrowed the millet from Kasiru Kasira Katono."
The parrot plucked out its most beautiful feather, saying,
"Here, take my feather instead of the mango."
Magese Matala Manene took the feather and moved on. He came to a lake. When he was crossing, the feather slipped out of his hand and fell into the lake. He could not get the feather back, so he filled his mouth with water and kept it in his cheeks until he reached dry land. There, he found the charcoal burners with their fire. He opened his mouth, the water came out, and splashed onto the fire. The fire went out. The charcoal burners were pleased. But Magese Matala Manene cried out,
"Whoa-wee! Your fire has taken my water. I got the water from the lake, but it was not mine. The water was for the feather that the lake took. The feather was for the mango that the parrot burst. The mango was for the egg that the children broke. The egg was for the millet that the hen ate. The millet was not mine. I borrowed the millet from Kasiru Kasira Katono."
The charcoal burners said,
"Here, take this axe instead of the water."
Magese Matala Manene took the axe and moved on.
He came across butchers slaughtering a bull. He told the butchers,
"Here is an axe for you to cut up the meat."
While the butchers were cutting the meat, the axe broke. Magese Matala Manene cried out,
"Wowee! You've broken my axe. I got the axe from the charcoal burners, but it was not mine. The axe was for the water that the fire took. The water was for the feather that the lake took. The feather was for the mango that the parrot burst. The mango was for the egg that the children broke. The egg was for the millet that the hen ate. The millet was not mine. I borrowed the millet from Kasiru Kasira Katono."
The butcher said,
"Here, take the head and the tail of the bull instead."
Magese Matala Manene moved on, until he got to a muddy swamp. He put the head of the bull on the mud. He also placed the tail in the mud. It looked as if the bull was stuck in the mud. Magese Matala Manene began to shout,
"Wa-la-la-la-loo! Wa-la-la-la-loo! Wa-la-la-la-loo!
The king's bull has got stuck in the mud!"
All the villagers came running. What concerns the king concerns everyone. A crowd soon gathered around the head and tail. They started asking,
"Now, what will we do?"
Magese Matala Manene advised,
"Some of you pull the tail, and some of you pull the head. We will pull the bull from the mud."
The people took his advice.
"Ready? One, two, three, pull!" Coal, come out now!
They shouted. The villagers fell down over each other from the effort of pulling. Two were still holding the head. One held up the tail. Magese Matala Manene cried out,
"Whoa-wee! You have pulled apart the king's bull? Each one of you must give one bull for the king."
Quickly, the people went back to their homes. Quickly, they returned with a bull each. And so, Magese Matala Manene left with a herd of bulls to return to his friend, Kasiru Kasira Katono. This is a very silly story. I have never had a friend like Magese Matala Manene. But I have read many stories about people and animals that are a lot like him. Magese Matala Manene is a trickster. A trickster is a special kind of character. He or she or they is not exactly a hero, because the things they do are not always good. But they're not exactly a villain either, because the things they do are not always bad. What they are tricky, very smart, and very tricky. Who did Magese trick in this story? Maybe a better question would be, who didn't Magese trick in this story? He tricked Kasiru Kasira Katono because she had to do all of the work. He tricked the hen. He tricked the children. He tricked the parrot. He tricked the charcoal burners. He tricked the butchers. And he tricked all the villagers. But he did help some of them as well. He helped the butchers by giving them an axe. He helped the charcoal burners by putting out their fire. The parrot got to eat the mango, and the hen got to eat the millet. And of course, Kasiru Kasira Katono got a whole herd of bulls in return for her work. I certainly wouldn't want to be a trickster. And I'm not sure I would want a trickster for my best friend either. But I do love to read stories about tricksters. And I love making elderberry tales about tricksters, too. If you like tricksters, check out my episode, Agassi Kidnaps Weensie. You might also like the episode, Go to School, Kanunu. And of course, last week's episode about Dima and Owl is a trickster tale as well. This story, Magese and the Finger of Millet, was written and translated by Cornelius Wambiguleri and was made available to the African Storybook Initiative by the Uganda Community Libraries Association. You can find more great stories at www.africanstorybook.org. Thanks for listening to Elderberry Tales. See you next time. Friends, I would like to share with you a podcast that I have really enjoyed listening to this week. It's called Kid Cryptid. I'm going to let Elias and his dad tell you all about it.
I'm Elias.
I'm Sean. And we're the hosts of Kid Cryptid, a podcast where we talk about animals that are claimed to exist but have never been proven, known as cryptids.
What my dad is trying to say is we tell stories about Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and other creatures.
Indeed we do. And you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Don't forget about Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Well, I think that should pretty well wrap us up.
Until next time.